in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek Wetumpka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
There's something new in the oven at the Home Depot. Air Fry. Only in the Frigidaire Gallery Air Fry Electric Range. Satisfy your family's fried food craving with a healthier, tasty cooking alternative right in your oven. It also comes with self-clean, true convection, and a very tasty price. Just $798. With up to 40% off appliance special buys, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at America's Car Mart on Eastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
And now a star is born. On February 20th, 1988, the world welcomed little baby Rihanna.
Push, 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 push. You know you have to push, 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 push. Who wants to cut the cord?
Rihanna, a star is born.
Cord.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Mary Corsetti. Sentenced to over 3 years in prison, President Trump downplayed Roger Stone's involvement in his 2016 campaign.
Roger was never involved in the Trump campaign for president. He wasn't involved. I think early on, long before I announced, he may have done a little consulting work or something, but he was not involved when I ran for president.
The president's former associate was convicted of witness tampering, lying to Congress, and obstruction of justice. U.S. District Court Judge David Barori rules that illegal immigrants must be provided mats and blankets and be allowed to clean themselves if held for longer than 12 hours. The ruling also bars ICE agents from holding illegals for more than 48 hours if they've been processed. Coronavirus concerns helped drag down stocks today. The Dow fell 181 points. S&P lost 21 points. NASDAQ dropped 91. America is listening to Fox News.
Yes, sir.
Did I dream this, or did some other team do that a while back, and they had lights up on the scoreboard that the batter could look at, and the series of lights would let them know what pitch was coming?
There have been shenanigans like that going on.
So. Yeah.
This one is more egregious because they were using real-time video and then, you know, all this high-tech stuff, right? And then banging a trash can, which is not all that sophisticated, to send a signal to the batter. And frankly, as a baseball fan, I'm just tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should have their World Series championship taken away. I think they should take a look at some of the awards that were handed out that year and give them to the second place finishers if they were not an Astro.
There you go.
And make a statement. But, my God, I mean, part of the beauty of baseball, you have a day like this today, cold, dreary, raining. Hey, pretty soon the Biscuits will be playing.
Right.
And you'll see green grass. It'll be nice. It'll be pleasant. It is for people that grew up in a baseball town in the north, it is the new year. Yeah. And what are we hearing about? Cheating? I was just thinking, have we not, well, I can't include Rosie in this. Haven't we all had our Houston Astro moment at some point in our life? I've talked about one of mine a couple of times. I'm not going to redo the whole lame-ass story, but I mentioned that LAS, lame ass story, LAS, yeah. Liberal arts degree. And I don't understand why it would have made me a better broadcaster, but I had to take 2 years of a foreign language in college to get a degree.
What language did you take, sir?
I asked a buddy of mine named Dave Schultz.
Ah, I know where this is going. Yavol.
I didn't like Spanish in high school. I said, is there a language that's fairly easy to, you know? And he says, yeah, try German.
Oh, man.
So I did. And 2 years of that, we had a trimester program at Illinois. It wasn't two semesters. It was a trimester. So you had fall, winter, and spring. And if you wanted to do summer, you could do that, too. 10-week things.
Yeah.
I was lost from the beginning, and there are just some things. I'm getting A's and everything. I aced every single course requirement for a major in communications. I had a 4.0 grade average.
Wow.
But you got to take the rest of this crap to get the degree, and this is one reason why I didn't finish. I hated anything that wasn't related to what I was interested in. I'm just one of those people.
Yeah. Well, sure.
But I'd go to class, and it would just ricochet off my forehead. It never penetrated. So in the fourth trimester, or fifth, sounds like I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
We had a test, and the professor in that class came up to me 2 days later in our next session. I think we had it twice a week or three times a week, and he said, I'm very concerned because your test answers match his, the guy that was sitting one aisle over and one aisle up. And I immediately confessed. I said, yeah, I did cheat because I don't get this. I have to take it to get my degree, but don't implicate him. He had nothing to do with it.
Right.
I cheated and I stole the answers from his paper.
Wow.
And he said, thank you for your honesty. I'm going to give you a chance to take the final. And if you can try at least to get, because I was at this point, there were two courses you could take at Illinois on a pass-fail basis. No grade. It wouldn't affect your grade point average. And that, it so happened that fifth, I don't even know how I got through the first four, to be honest with you. I mean, it's just, it's a very difficult language to learn.
Uh-huh.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
That's a hard language.
Very hard.
We should hear the Germans talk about how hard English is.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's harder to them.
I think English is probably the hardest language in the world to learn. But, so the day for the final came, and they always did those tests in an auditorium.
Oh, wow.
And so the class is there. There's about 30 people in the class, and they're sitting staggered in aisles. So I go to take a seat, and the professor comes up to me and says, your seat is over there. You know the Bob Uecker commercial where he's in the last row of the upper deck?
Yeah.
That's where I had to sit.
Okay.
If I had a telescope, I couldn't have cheated on that test. I don't know how I did it. I don't even know if I legitimately passed it.
Or he just gave it
or
to
if
you.
Or if he felt sorry for you.
And just gave me the pass on it. And I still had another semester to do, so it didn't get any easier.
No.
So, yeah, I don't like to think of myself as a cheater, but I did.
You had a moment of weakness.
I'm not exempt. I have cheated in my life before.
Waiting for
Greg,
the ceiling.
You're about
to
shatter
in.
Everything I believe.
Well, hey.
We're all human.
We get better over time, hopefully.
Yeah. I haven't cheated on a German test in 35 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I haven't cheated in a long time.
Are you going to give us some detail?
No.
Oh.
Wow.
No.
All right, so that's our topic. What do you think Rosie did? 272-9228.
No.
Open speculation.
Uh-uh.
Open speculation. 12 minutes after 4 o'clock. One thing I will always take pride in, because this business, radio, is filled with people who try to climb, because they don't have the skill set, try to tear somebody else down.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, maybe not so much now because it's a really different business, but the backstabbing that would go on, the people that would think they were sucking up to the boss by ratting out somebody who may have smoked a doobie or whatever. One time, and this is after I got out of rehab, somebody claimed they saw me drinking in the radio station. I was having a beer.
Hmm.
And I went totally ape, you know what.
I'll bet.
Because one thing I don't like to do is be accused of something I didn't do.
Yeah.
So all they would tell me was the time. And it was on a Saturday evening. I'd gone down there to produce something for the morning show. And I had a can of Diet Coke. Maybe it looked like a bud to somebody.
Yeah.
But just that somebody would, you know, run to the boss and say, hey, he's back on the, you know, he's drinking
right.
again.
That ain't right.
God, that flipped me out. And then it happened to me again later in my career. And I told the boss, I said, you either tell me who spilled this to you so I can confront them, or if this has any consequence to me, my next phone call will be to a lawyer. And it went away. That was it. I never did find out who the rat was.
Probably best.
East.
Hey, very quickly, I can't speak to Rosie, although I think she did have something to do with the invasion of Panama back in 89. Look. When I was a kid, I worked at a radio station briefly, and I asked the guy, I said, the program director, why did you give me this job? He said, well, we needed a minority to work here, and it was a country music station, and they couldn't find a minority to work there. I had been born in Spain, and because my birth certificate was in Spanish,
oh, wow.
So I kind of participated in some cheating in radio, so that's how I shouldered my way into this conversation.
Fair enough.
That's funny.
It was a brief thing, and I got cussed out for playing George Thorogood, Moving On Over,
which
was a cover of Hank Williams. So, yeah, you know.
Speaking of Hank Williams, last month, Turner Classic had the Hank Williams. No, it's called what the hell's the song that Hank Williams had that was the
I Saw the
Cheating
Light.
Heart. I Saw the Light.
Cheating
Your
heart.
Cheating Heart. Are you talking about the movie?
Yeah, Your Cheating Heart. Is that it?
No. I know what you're talking about.
Hamilton played
George Hamilton. Yeah,
when he was, I mean, really young. He was
Kalijah?
So young. I didn't. What?
Kalijah?
No, I think Your Cheating Heart is the name of the movie.
Probably. Yeah.
And to be honest, it wasn't bad. I found myself kind of staying with it.
Listen, his records, my dad had every album that Hank Williams Sr. ever made. Mm-hmm. And I listened to those things ad infinitum, knew every word of every song by heart. He was a storyteller.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, my dad's family owned a little motel on the side of Highway 90 back in the 40s, and his band stayed there. Hank went on into town, to Funiac to stay in the night place. Yeah, so we know about that.
Yeah, pictures
well, listen, you
from
guys
my
have a great afternoon.
Side.
Thanks.
Thank
cold,
you.
Cold Heart was the George Hamilton one. Cold, Cold Heart.
Okay.
I saw the lights, the newer one.
Huh.
Your Cheating Heart was 1964, but that was not Hamilton.
That was not George Hamilton?
According to this, it wasn't. I don't think. Let me go into IMDb now.
Somebody will straighten us out on this. Greetings from snowy North Carolina. Thank you. The Cronins are also getting snow today.
Yeah, it was George Hamilton.
It was.
Yes, Your Cheating Heart, 1964. You are correct, sir.
The only reason is I have a photographic image of the DVR screen in my head.
Yeah. Oh, and Susan Oliver played.
See, I couldn't learn how to speak German, but I can memorize all 118 programs.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? The things that you, I'm saying.
The things we can do and the things we can't.
Well, you never clicked with, I wouldn't click with German either, but now French, you would have loved French. French or Spanish, they're the romance languages. And I can see you doing Pepe Le Pew.
That would have been me.
Yeah, that would have been you.
I would have been the Pepe Le Pew.
Yes.
Susan
of the radio set.
She was beautiful.
Ah, my little darling. It is love at first sight, is it
not? Love Pepe.
No?
I did kiss a girl once from her wrist up to her shoulder.
That was nice.
But it was, I was kind of being a ham at the time.
Yeah, that sounds like a Pepe Le Pew move.
Shall we roll call today?
Please. Yes.
Please. All right, we'll get to it in a sec. Let's take a look. Terry, you always like to.
Oh, I love cars, man. I love cars and motorcycles. Anything with a motor.
A lot of values, just a little above or below $5,000 a
Jeep Compass Sport. Cool.
These folks do not put their name on a vehicle. Now, this is the one opportunity. From time to time, they get a real classic luxury car.
That's an upscale car, yes. It's nice.
And if you've always dreamed of driving a Lexus, they've got a 2008 IS250. I owned an IS300, and it's an amazing car.
Mm-hmm.
This car only has 98,000 miles on it. It is in mint condition. Nice, beautiful interior and an engine that the Inger mechanics have signed off on. And it's not only under 10, it's under 9. $89.90.
Wow.
At Jack Ingram.
It's got the V6 dual overhead cam, 24 valve with variable valve timing. I bet that thing's got some power.
You know how to read all those codes.
Yeah, it's car stuff.
That's
car
so impressive. If you got a new driver and you want, you think they might make their first mistake, you want to get them something good, but something that will offer an extra measure of protection. There's a 2004 Volvo V70 in there, and there's something a little bit bigger and beefier. 2006 Honda CR-V X at 6,800. There's all kinds of options. And by the way, you can shop in any category, any type of vehicle, your favorite brands. Go to jackingram.com, stop by and see Tip and his great team. They'll take such good care of you. And by the way, Greg in the finance department has over 20 options. So if credit has kept you from buying, getting a good set of wheels and being timely with your loan is the fastest way to rebuild your credit, without question.
Amen.
I know, because I did it. Go to jackingram.com. It is 420. Papa B will get to you ASAP.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Quire's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Quire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluquire.com today. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
84417.
Grab a pen and paper, because in just a second, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Now, while you're getting your stuff together, let me tell you about my friend David Ernest. David's an asset preservationist, and you might not know what that means. David is the guy that's going to help you keep your money. That's right, you've been saving for retirement, and it'll be here before you know it. And the stock market can go up, and it can go down. But down is a word that is not in David's vocabulary. I checked with him, and it's just not in there. Neither is the word flabbergasted, but that's a different story altogether. You need to call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Call David Ernest. Set up an appointment. There's no obligation. Won't cost you a dime. 279-7431. Call David Ernest today. And if the word flabbergasted comes up in the conversation, well, my bad.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many at well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Just that picture I have on Facebook, it's a shot of Bloomberg, who is slightly shorter than Elizabeth Warren. But have you noticed the way they, when they snap the picture, she's got her hand up? It looks like she's saying how.
Yeah. How?
Sorry, I
Sig Heil.
Could, well, in their case, yeah, Liawatha.
Yeah, there you go.
Papa B, before we get to your local
news, hey.
What's on your mind?
How you doing? How you doing, guys? Enjoying the show as usual. This doesn't really amount to anything other than just random information, but Hank Williams' grandfather is my great-grandfather.
Wow.
Needless to say, I didn't inherit any of his ability to sing or play an instrument. But
can
it's
kind
of interesting. I used to ask my dad, "Oh, we related to Hank Williams?" And he would say, "Yeah, but don't tell anybody. I don't want anybody to know we're related to that old skinny drunk."
Yep.
It's interesting how they portrayed his death in that movie. There was really no big drama around it. He was supposed to play at a show. Red Buttons, who it took me a while to figure out who he was, because he was very young in this film, goes on stage and said, "Hank's heart stopped," something like that.
Well,
it was an interesting movie.
Yeah. I didn't catch it, but I think I'll go back and see if I can now. I didn't watch the movie. But I want to just say I appreciate Flower Child being so optimistic about what's going to happen here with Durham and Barr and everything and their prosecution of the deep state. But I got to say, after 12 years now, I don't guess I've lost hope so much as I'm just tired. I just don't want to get any hope going.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. Thank you for the call. I am not pinning any hopes on it, but nobody will be louder than me saying,
"Oh, what a surprise!"
If they actually
we'll
do
throw a huge party if this happens.
426.
From Alabama.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The flood warning for the Alabama River continues as waters continue to rise. Flood stage is 35 feet, and at 8 this morning, we were at 39.8 feet. Minor flooding is occurring and forecast to occur as the river will continue to rise to 42 feet by early Friday afternoon. And the Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Paroles announced today it's working to hire 138 new officers over the next 3 years. The goal is to bring the parole and probation officer caseloads to a target ratio of 75 to 1. Plus, Governor Ivey says the state's education leadership needs a bold change. Her 2019 proposal would not only get rid of the elected state school board, but also state education superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey's position. When voters head to the polls for Alabama's primary elections on March 3rd, there will be an amendment to abolish the elected state school board and replace it with an appointed commission. If you vote in favor of the bill, a new 9-member education commission would be appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Alabama Senate. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
We'll be checking in with Skipper shortly, but I heard that the rain caused the collapse of the, you say, Big Lots roof in Sylacauga. Yeah. Oh,
goodness.
And we've got the toll bridge closed, Dozier Road, and more. And there's still more rain coming, right, Rich?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are getting a little ugly taste of winter here with the rain tapering off tonight, and then it turns colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, breezy. Tomorrow will be a breezy, chilly day with a high temperature barely up to about 52. You'll swear it's colder. Then tomorrow night, clear, cold, overnight low temperature around 30. On Saturday, I think we'll reach the upper 50s, so cool sunshine, not a bad day. And then on Sunday, chance of showers late in the day with a high temperature up to about 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier at East South Boulevard and Woodley Road. That is out of the way now, and traffic's moving fine. We have a little bit of congestion from Baptist up to the Troy Highway and some congestion on the Troy Highway outbound. A new accident on the East Boulevard right in front of Home Depot. If you're headed towards Vaughn Road, it'll be in your lane right there at Home Depot. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding. We've got moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85. Northeast Boulevard congested from Wears Ferry Road to the Wetumpka Highway. It's going to get busy here in just a little bit. Buckle up, drive carefully, and we will keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren. I'm getting all of these people. Elizabeth Warren Sanders. Hiawatha. Pete Buttigieg and Hiawatha both being sued for $265 million. Find out by who and for why in a moment.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
In the race for U.S. Senate, it might shock you to know that Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville is for amnesty for illegal aliens. It's shocking, but true. Just listen to his own words.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here. But we'll all go. Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Give them jobs? Let them become citizens? That would mean taking jobs from you and giving them to people here illegally. Listen again.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here.
And once they're here, Tuberville wants to give them amnesty.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Those are Tommy Tuberville's own words.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Tommy said it, and he can't deny it. He backs amnesty for illegals and wants to give them jobs. Tuberville puts them ahead of you.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at America's Car Mart on Eastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
And so many people have asked, how can we best remember our beloved Bailey? And that's one reason. Jump in on Paw It Forward. I know they have a drop-off location at Lewis Lawn, and we're remembering our good friend Jenny Lewis this weekend as well. It's just been that kind of a year. At 4:33, Dana.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to say I will be so glad when the election's over and I don't have to hear from Fun, Jeff, and Jeff, who can go longer than most men. I'm so tired of Jeff and his wife.
Yep.
You know, I'm just the host. You know, the rules, they get to buy the time, and we play the stuff, and I will have plenty to say when it's all said and done about all of it. All
I understand. I understand that, but I would venture to say 90% of your listeners turn a deaf ear or turn it down when that commercial comes on.
No racial pun intended, but a lot of it has become white noise.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Crawdad, we got about a minute here.
Yeah, I'm a little late on this, but you guys were talking about Hank Williams Sr.
Yeah.
His drinking problem, he was self-medicating. He had an open spine. He's born with spina bifida occulta. And
I didn't know that.
That's the only way he knew how to deal with the constant pain.
Wow.
Sometimes when he'd show up at the studio down here, he'd be so lit. But that was the only way that he could function. And if it hadn't been that, Greg, it'd have been opium.
Yep.
So... he had a hard time. He truly did.
I hope there was nothing in the way of judgmentalism in the way I described.
No, not at all.
Okay. I just
not at all.
Sure.
I just can really relate.
Yeah, I know you can, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
Thank you, Crawdad.
Thanks, Crawdad.
We love you, brother. It's 4:34.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident on the East Boulevard in front of Home Depot. If you're headed in the direction of Vaughn Road, it'll be in your lane. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Taylor Road, very congested this afternoon, as well as Atlanta Highway outbound. We've got a lot of traffic on 231 to Wetumpka this afternoon. We got a lot of Emerald Mountain folks that are taking the long way around because of flooding on the toll road. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Use caution wherever you are. We are getting busy out there on this Thursday afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net, the Goodson Group, 551-0225.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in that's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Paroles announced today it's working to hire 138 new officers over the next 3 years. The goal is to bring parole and probation officer caseloads to a target ratio of 75 to 1. Plus, Governor Ivey says the state's education leadership needs a bold change. Her 2019 proposal would not only get rid of the elected state school board, but also state education superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey's position. When voters head to the polls for Alabama's primary elections on March 3rd, there will be an amendment to abolish the elected state school board and replace it with an appointed commission. If you vote in favor of the bill, a new 9-member education commission would be appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Alabama Senate. And the flood warning for the Alabama River continues as waters continue to rise. Flood stage is 35 feet. At 8 this morning, we were at 39.8 feet. Minor flooding is occurring and forecast to occur as the river will continue to rise to 42 feet by early Friday afternoon. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are getting a little ugly taste of winter here with the rain tapering off tonight, and then it turns colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, breezy. Tomorrow will be a breezy, chilly day with a high temperature barely up to about 52. You'll swear it's colder. Then tomorrow night, clear, cold, overnight low temperature around 30. On Saturday, I think we'll reach the upper 50s, so cool sunshine, not a bad day. And then on Sunday, chance of showers late in the day with a high temperature up to about 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Actually, I've had all the electrifying news I can handle for one day. I am fried.
Literally.
But I wanted to thank the people that bring you those electrifying stories mornings and afternoon here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Mitch and Danielle from Mr. Electric, good to have you back in the house with us.
Thank
good
you.
To be here.
All right. First things first. Hang on one second. I'll be. I got to do a little scrolling here.
Scrolling.
I need the following. The circuit breaker for the outside lights in the backyard, which was not installed by you. I will tell you off the air who did, because it was recent and it was not done properly.
Oh, it was recent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it keeps tripping, kind of like me in the 70s. The circuit breaker box is in the garage to possibly put a separate switch for the fan and the lights for the ceiling fans in the dining room and the one off the kitchen. We could, you...
Right.
Okay. Certainly, right?
Yeah. Simple stuff.
Yeah, for master certified electricians, I know this is all in your wheelhouse. And let's see. We got to get some chain confusion. And also we have another mystery light situation, something that's supposed to be motion activated, but nothing happens. You solved that mystery with a different in a different part of the house for us before. So we have... I want to make an appointment.
You already got a list.
I will have to call you.
Yeah.
Please do. Mm-hmm. You guys do such great work, and it's good to have you back, and it's great to recommend your business to folks. In fact, yes, there's a happy customer right there, that nice lady with the halos.
Okay.
The halos, that's almost a metaphor for the kind of human being she is. That's a fruit, but we love to tout businesses that we use and have great experiences with. And tell us what's new with Mr. Electric today.
The Home Expo going on starting tomorrow. That's where we will be at. We will be out there tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. And Mitch has the schedule.
Yep, so we're going to be there from 10 to 6 Friday. Mm-hmm. Also, we're going to be there 10 to 6 on Saturday and 12 to 4 on Sunday.
10 to 6 Friday and Saturday and...
12 to 4 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. All right. The Expo draws a... In fact, tomorrow morning, if you're listening, we will be giving away some tickets for the Expo.
Okay.
That's what Jay Scott told me. But what are some of the things that people can see at the Expo, and what specifically are you going to be...
Well, especially for ours, we're going to have our generator set up. So if people have questions about our whole home generator installation, I know we got one for Rich Thompson. So we would love for everybody to ask questions about that. We've also got ideas for smoke detectors, different outlets.
You know, Rich has, I say this and all due respect, I call his media wall Seizure City, because... If you're the least bit vulnerable, he's got 11 screens going on there, and he needs all of it because he's caught, weather is 24/7. And he did not have a power issue with any of the bigger storms, but there was a day last week or the week before, he got the Generac, as you mentioned, and he was blown away by how seamless everybody in the neighborhood's power was out. Everybody. It was complete blackout. His just kicked on and kept running. There wasn't, he didn't have to do anything. It just comes on automatically.
And we're having a lot of storms with all this rain. It's something everybody needs to consider. In that, in the whole home surge. We'll also be talking about that at the Home Expo.
Here's an opportunity to talk about the whole home surge and how you can protect people from that kind of a situation.
Well, definitely. So our whole home surge protection comes with a 10-year warranty. So 9 years and 364 days. If it goes out, which you'll indicate by a red light because it has two green lights on it, you call us and we'll get you a brand new one out free of charge. So that's a great device to have. You won't believe how many people have surges throughout their house every single day. And it can happen, and it can save you from appliances, your TVs, all kinds of situations.
And you do checkups for folks, too, that have older homes?
We do. We actually offer a safety inspection that's free. No, there's no dispatch fee when we come out.
Would you add that to the list of things that I've already mentioned?
That's right. The safety inspection is real thorough. A lot of people don't realize actually what's going on in their home. From the looks of it, from the perspective, you think everything's fine. But when we actually come in and take a look at it, we give you a detailed list of what could possibly be going on. It's more of a to-do list.
What are some of the things that people commonly do that put themselves in danger of having an electrical fire or something like that start?
Doing things themselves. If I can just make an example, there was a warrant on the news a couple of days ago. It was about a lady. She wanted to get a ceiling fan installed, perfect fine. She got quotes from licensed, qualified electricians. She had another guy do it. Unfortunately, it wasn't licensed. Whether it was something wrong with the phone or whether the fan or whether it was installation, Unfortunately, the room caught on fire, and the homeowners did not pay for that because it was not done by a licensed electrician. So we encourage everybody to make sure we're always using licensed, qualified, insured, bonded electricians. And we're free.
I have said this many times. There are some things in life. I didn't even want to try and install my own Ring doorbell system. You're going to spend money for something like that. Have it done right. And ours works perfectly. You can hear it on the radio all day long, and I have you to thank for that. But this is one thing. Reading the book Electricity for Dummies is not recommended. My dad was the assistant chief electrical inspector for the city of Chicago.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Nobody had more respect for electricity than he did. Mm-hmm. And nothing ticked him off more than somebody trying to run a substandard, you know, procedure to get a permit in Chicago where a lot of palms got greased. He would not play that game. And so that's where I learned, you know, how important this is in terms of, you know, people get killed in these things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And is it my imagination? It just seems like electric fires spread faster than any other kind.
And they can, you know, especially in an older home, more of that cloth wire, you know, it will spread sporadically before you even know it.
In older homes, I mean, should they be rewired at a certain age, or are there ways to upgrade or protect against that wire?
We do have wiring upgrades. Also, doing a complete rewire is also an option, but you can also do it in certain projects instead of just coming in and doing your whole home at the exact same time. Mm-hmm. We can come in and just build projects. That's where we got our safety inspections, so we can give you a to-do list, which is a lot more thorough, so you decide on when you want to do it.
Yeah, I want to get the breaker box checked out, too, because they look very much like the ones that Aunt B was replacing on the Andy Griffith Show, and that was 60 years ago. They did not look familiar to me. So, once again, it is the Home Expo.
That's right. Home Expo, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday, we're at 10 to 6. Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, we're at 12 to 4. We'd love for everybody to come out and just get educated on multiple things that you can do from inside to outside your home, not just electrically, but there's tons of other great companies there.
And I look forward to seeing one of the great electricians, master electricians, out at my house soon.
Yes, that's right. I will be sure to call you or email you, probably would be better.
You could do that. I'll give you my email and my phone here.
Personalized email.
Oh, Rosie has that. I don't even have to think in this place. Thank you so much for coming by, and thank you for bringing the electrifying stories of the day to our listeners. They appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
It's 4:48. Fox Business is coming up.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Fox Business Report.
On Wall Street, stocks taking a plunge today. The Dow finishing off 128 points. The NASDAQ falls 66, but the S&P is down at 13. It's not all bad news. Some of the winners on the day, Zillow Group jumping 17%. Rental car company Avis Budget soars 13%. One of the big losers, Viacom at CBS, that fell 17%. A Silicon Valley pioneer has died. Larry Tesler was the inventor of computer concepts such as cut, copy, and paste. He also worked at Apple, Amazon, and Yahoo. Tesla was 74 years old. From show business to the realty business, the Judy Garland Hollywood estate is now on the market. The asking price, $6.1 million. And London-based bank Barclays is backing away from a software program that monitors employee productivity. That does include bathroom breaks. Some employees describing it as creepy. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Tom Graham, invested in you.
We've coiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
And pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And freed a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier in front of the Home Depot on the Eastern Boulevard. That one should be out of the way now, but use caution there. We've got a lot of cars on the Northeast Boulevard headed to the Wetumpka Highway. A lot of congestion, Wetumpka Highway at the lights at Redland Road, Jasmine Hill, and on up into Wetumpka. Please use caution wherever you are. We're very busy around the boulevard, Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, and I-65 and 85. Moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but everybody's moving along at the speed limit this afternoon. And that is good news. Buckle up and drive carefully. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Choir's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Choir. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylouchoir.com today. That's acbylouchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
Everyone's talking about the Houston Astros.
You cheated.
Every single guy over there needs a beating.
Yes, the Astros are ready for another winning season. So get all your Astros merchandise, like jerseys that say the Houston Asterix. And they buzz every time a fastball is thrown. Astros hats with removable Velcro letters. So you can make your hat say Houston Rats. And each hat comes with a dangling earpiece. So you can steal the pitch signs just like the pros.
Curveball coming.
Their new mascot, Astro from the Jetsons.
Ruh-roh, rot reading.
Their patch no longer says Houston Strong, it says Houston Wrong. So don't miss the Astros opening day, March 26th in Anaheim. It'll be unbelievable. Brought to you by MLB, which stands for Major League Blunder.
It is 4:54 again. Our thanks to Mr. Electra for stopping by during the business break with us today at 4:54. And who's on line one?
Duke.
What's up, Duke?
Hey, how are y'all?
Okay. Yeah.
The Jeff Coleman ad reminds me of that little thing that you said, the politician that says, you know what I'm talking about?
Gil Fulbright, yes.
It's like it's just right off of it.
Well, anyway. All satire is based at some level on reality.
Uh-huh.
And that was produced, by the way, long ago. That's I think that goes back to the 2014 or 16 election. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool, though. I mean, it sounds just like the guy. It's pretty cool. All right, that's all I had. Y'all have a good
thanks,
evening.
Duke. Have a good day. So Roger Stone got 3 years and 4 months, and the president pulls no punches. Was this fair? And already Adam Schiff the bug-eyed Bolshevik from California is already warning Trump about pardoning Stone after sentencing, and I don't remember about
it. You know, you don't ever threaten Donald Trump.
Yeah. How'd that work out for you last time, Adam, you little turd?
Roger Stone's attorneys have already, you know, requested that trial be null and void because of the foreman.
The four person.
Yeah.
There's another word that begins with four that I would like to use, but it's a woman. It wouldn't work.
The four woman.
Yeah, her. Ran for Congress as a Democrat.
Yep.
Virulently anti-Trump in her social media. And none of this came out in voir dire by Judge Jackson, who passed this sentence today. She's an Obama appointee. What a surprise.
Yeah, it's a shocker for you.
So, and I don't believe Stone has to go straight to jail. I think that the way the sentence was done, he can appeal and stay out.
Right, good. And he has.
And he has every reason. He has, unless he runs up against another Obama judge who will not go by the rule of the law, but rather the rule of the political playbook, and deny him that. But I don't know that I've ever seen a more blatant... First of all, the woman that did that, this four person, she needs to be in jail.
Uh-huh.
She was dishonest. She lied. And if you can look at it with a straight face and say, yeah, but I'm sure she put her feelings aside when it came to convicting this guy, this is the four person on the jury. Now, I don't know about Stone's attorneys, why they didn't do it, but those are... Judge Napolitano is not exactly a Donald Trump fan, said he should automatically get a brand new trial just based on that alone.
Yeah, I don't understand why his lawyers, you know, normally they spend a lot of time going through the jurors.
Yeah.
You know, they should have picked up on that. I don't know how they missed it.
You know what I think it is? And that's why this woman, if he goes to jail, she should be in the next cell.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least in the women's dorm. Because they asked, you know, are you partisan this way or that way? You're supposed to tell the truth. Obviously, she either forgot.
She didn't forget.
And, of course,
Truth's not in her.
No. No. So we'll see how that all plays out. I hope the president is... Let the appeal process begin.
Exactly.
Go from there.
Don't give Adam Schiff another reason to drag the
country. Please, Mr.
President. Yeah. Somebody take the phone away from him.
Ultimately, the truth... Like I've said many times, the truth is like that fart under your bed comforter. Eventually, it's going to come out. There's probably a better metaphor than that somewhere, but I didn't
profound,
finish college.
Profound, isn't it, Terry?
It's very true. Yeah.
Here's something else. While everybody is, the social media reaction I've had on the new income tax. Let's call it what it is, Mr. Reed. It's an income tax on people that work in Montgomery, we don't want to pay it.
What have they come up with? I haven't heard.
Well, it's the occupation.
Have they come up with a number?
Yeah. 1%.
1%? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That's ridiculous.
Top
of the 10% sales tax you pay and your federal and state income tax.
Highest gas tax in the country.
Yeah, the gas tax has been creeping up. They get you 17 ways from Sunday, as Chuck Schumer likes to say. But when you shop at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, you pay 8.25% because they're just beyond. And if the city isn't careful, Kaiser will have a lot of company setting up in that that area there.
Mm-hmm.
The Kaiser building is so modest that it's almost deceptive. It's huge. It's got 60,000 square feet of great selections. Wow. And they are celebrating President's Day all month with up to 50% off on everything in stock. One of the things that got my attention last time we shopped there were the entertainment centers. They finally